How potent do you think this issue is? And Republicans clearly want to ride it, whether the idea of Democrats trying to somehow block parents from being directly involved in their kids' education.
I think as a political issue, this has become extremely potent, and it really taps into a lot of the kind of culture wars that we've been seeing play out over the last several years. I do think it's important to be really clear about, you know, who is saying what, who is using this phrase domestic terrorism and who is not, and making clear that what the Justice Department is talking about is investigating actual threats of violence, not, as Garland said, complaints or criticism of education, but actual threats, which we have seen on the rise. This has become an issue that has become so emotional and so potent that you are seeing real school board members really fearful for their safety. But as a political issue, I think Virginia will be the first test on whether this is the type of issue that Republicans can ride back to the majority next year.
Isn't it fun, Janet, being the epicenter of what could happen across the nation, how Virginia votes, and education being part of that epicenter? It's really still sticking to Terry McAuliffe, this whole parents shouldn't be involved thing.
Oh, but now he's got an ad out saying that his words have been twisted.
Oh, really?
Yes. My words have been twisted and taken out of context by my opponent.
I'm sorry.
Really? Because we watched the whole thing.
Right.
They seemed quite in context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was governor, I'm all about, I'm a parent. It's like, what?
He also said, we're not teaching critical race theory. That's a lie of the right. We're not teaching that. Where is that coming from?
It's opposite day. It's just crazy.
It's Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, still recovering from a weekend of fun around my place. I started Friday night to go back on my retaining wall project. My father-in-law in town. Actually, they're leaving town this morning, so drive safely, guys. But decided to work late Friday evening, and then we started back up on it Saturday, and then we had to be somewhere for a chili cook-off.
Yes.
Over at the Rose Complex. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and we had a good time.
And then basically went to church and recuperated.
Right.
Got a nice nap in yesterday.
Oh, yes.
It was.
Naps are good.
And I needed something to eat to wake up. I don't know what it is. And I was good. I ate the leftover breakfast that I didn't finish. So
okay.
I said, I'm saving that as my start my engine back up since the race was getting ready to start. Start your engines, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my eggs at about 2:30.
So you had just a relaxing.
It was a good weekend.
Good.
I'm a little sore from swinging the sledge.
All right.
And you know, but other than that, I'd say pretty darn good weekend. I'm ready for a new week of.
I played some sister sledge this weekend.
Did you?
That was all the sledge I was swinging.
Janet's got this speaker. That's and the only comparison I can make that people would relate to is about a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. It's
yeah.
like a pack and a half of cigarettes.
Right.
And that little Aztec Lansing
yeah.
speaker will play 200 feet. You can hear it from 200 feet away. It's unbelievable.
It is very strange.
And it's only an inch thick. I went online
yeah.
yesterday to go. I'm going to go buy one. I don't want the same color you have. That way,
right.
if we're like
in the same place,
be confusing. They do make a red one. Hers is kind of a light teal.
It's yeah, it's like
pastel,
which
teal.
Is my color. Yeah.
yeah, it's the color of your cup over there.
And
too.
My wallet, everything yeah. I have is teal. That thing is, and I've got several
mm-hmm.
speakers,
right.
Several that are much bigger,
right.
than that one.
So do I.
Don't sound nearly as good.
Something there is something the way they designed that little guy.
Yeah,
and of course I was supposed to bring my speaker.
You were.
And I didn't plan on going into the retaining wall project.
Yeah.
I was just going to let it go and park the project for the winter. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of all that glory, I forgot to bring my speaker,
yeah.
my powered speaker. But her little speaker hanging it from the deck, I mean, we were hearing it down there.
And got it done.
Yeah.
So. It's so weird.
It's a fun weekend. Yeah, so I heard Sister Sledge.
Yes, you did.
Playing along with some other great 70s and 80s tunes. I can't believe I said 80s. But anyway.
There was a lot of 70s in there.
Yeah, though. Yeah, there was.
There was a lot of classics.
It was a fun
stuff.
Weekend.
It was fun. Let's start with get into our morning jam thought of the day. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Feel compliments as deeply as you do insults.
Mm. Wow.
Feel compliments as deeply as you do insults.
Yeah, insults tend to go a little deeper.
Mm, have a tendency to.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And what was the one we had not that long ago? Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a good
I thought that was a good one,
that
too.
That is a good one.
434-248-0704 is our text number. We give you that in the mornings because we want you to participate with our Mind Jam trivia.
So this is interesting. It's food-related. Mm-hmm. Yay. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common. What is it?
Hmm.
What is that one thing? These things, mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have in common.
Wow. That's an eclectic mix.
It is.
If you think you know.
You messed with me on Friday with that one. And I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't.
You were close, though. You were getting there.
Yeah.
434-248-0704. On this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones appear on the Ed Sullivan Show for the very first time.
Now, because of all of you, we're going to have them in, they're going to have them in both halves of the show. So here's the first appearance of the Rolling Stones.
Time is on my side.
They've been singing that one a long time.
The kids squealing.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. And they on that video that I got the audio from, it shows both performances and they scream like that. The side. He's actually just dialing them back. Say, look, they're going to be on twice. Calm down.
Right. Chill.
Yeah. Boy.
Sometimes was it the Beatles or was it the Stones that would get kind of annoyed?
Oh, the Beatles. They couldn't.
Because they would. Squeal so much you can't hear the music.
They couldn't hear their own songs.
You're
screaming.
Yeah. You're not hearing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Speaking of screaming.
I know.
Ah!
1978. This is like so many people watch this every year. I've never seen it.
Can't.
I don't know that I could. Halloween, directed by John Carpenter, starring Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut, is released.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Yeah.
That's all I could play.
No, thank you.
The rest of it was just too creepy.
Yeah. That kind of started it all for her, though. She was definitely a scream queen, for sure. In 1980, Barbra Streisand's Guilty album goes number one for 3 weeks. And her single, Woman in Love, stayed up there for quite a while.
I didn't pick that song. I picked this one because Barry Gibb was on it. I picked the Barry Gibb duet.
And we got nothing to begin. We are our love. We'll climb any mountain, near or far. We are, and we never let it end. We are devotion.
But they wrote so many of the songs on that, including Woman in Love. They were on Woman in Love, too.
Yeah.
As who's your backup singers? The Bee Gees.
I know.
Singing all backup for me. Yeah. In 1995, singer Cliff Richard receives his knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, it's a little nervous about it.
And on the day of the knighthood presentation, so you go forward to the queen when it's your time, and you kneel, you hold, and you put your head down. She brings a sword, taps you on the shoulder. I was so emotional. My sisters were in the room watching me, and it was a high moment for me. And I babbled. I didn't know what I was talking. I couldn't talk.
He was literally speechless. And the guy coaching, and they coach everybody.
Sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. He says, do not speak to the queen
unless
she speaks to you first.
Yes.
And she said something to him. And she's such a gracious woman. She said, this is a little bit overdue, isn't it? Like it should have been done earlier.
He was the first rock star to ever be knighted.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And he could not get the words out.
Well, I mean, we don't really get it.
Yeah, true.
But I'm sure that was a very big deal. I just watched Victoria and Abdul.
I think it was, but it talks about Queen Victoria in her mm-hmm. later days.
Right.
And he wasn't supposed to speak to the queen either.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at her, even.
Right. Wow.
And then not only did he look at her, but he talked to her.
Oh, wow.
And then they ended up being like really, really, really
buddies.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting movie if you're into that kind of thing.
It is interesting. I'm thinking the whole idea of like if Joe Biden was to knight you and then bend over and sniff your hair. And say,
I would not let him near my hair.
He'd bend over and say, Janet,
get vaccinated.
Is that how you get knighted in America?
I think so. Yeah, you get your hair sniffed by Joe Biden.
On either side. Oh, it's going to be a long morning.
It is.
Okay, finally.
Sorry.
2004, Fidel Castro announces that transactions using the American dollar will be banned.
Dadgummit.
Okay. All right.
How about some birthdays? We'll switch gears.
Oh, I'm just thinking about all the money that we've been printing. It probably wasn't worth anything anyway.
It's true.
All right. Birthdays today. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers turned 60.
The strangest thing that never changed my mind. I gotta take it on the other side.
That's what Joe said.
Take it on
Sniff it on the other side.
Take it on.
Whoa. They have an interesting sound.
Yeah, yeah they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also having a birthday today is Katy Perry. She turns 37.
It's hard to believe she's 37.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She sounds
just had her first baby.
Yeah. She sounds like Pink in this song.
Last Friday night, yeah, we did some tabletops. Now we took too many shots. Think we kissed, but I forgot. Last Friday night, yeah, we mixed our credit cards. And get kicked out of the bar. So we hit the boulevard. Last Friday night.
Ah, all the deep songs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well,
those songs that make you think.
Yeah, like I kissed a boy and I like or girl and I liked it.
Wasn't or, that her? Or she was kissing somebody in this one and then didn't remember it. So I don't know.
That's
she
true.
Needs to keep her lips to herself, I think. I think that's the lesson this morning. Adam Goldberg's having a birthday today. He's 51. He's been in a lot of things.
Yes.
Right now, he's in The Equalizer, though.
You want to take on the Saudis? The guys with all the weapons, all the money, and the diplomatic immunity. Those are the guys you want to piss off.
Do you know what Mira risked to come to me? She needs someone by her side.
I mean, something's definitely up. Ali cleaned out his bank account a few days ago. His phone's been inactive just as long. But, I mean, nothing about this guy spells trouble. Nothing to indicate why he would suddenly go missing or why the Saudis would be so worked up over it.
He is the computer geek head
he is.
In this show, and he does such
and
a good job.
We both like this
show. Yeah, it's a good show.
And it got renewed
it
for a
did.
Second season.
We're like, I think episode 3 was last night, and we're behind by 2 now.
Right.
We got to play catch up this week.
A little bit.
You know why we don't catch up? In the evenings, because we get sucked in to these marathons on Comedy Central.
Greg Robinson's having a birthday today. He's turning 50. He was Daryl on The Office.
We just have a lot of stuff down there that could be stolen.
That's ironic.
What?
That you are afraid.
Why? Because I'm from the hood.
Dink and Flicker.
Dink and Flicker. I told Mike some phrases to help with his interracial conversations.
Okay, bring it home now. And don't forget the new black man phrase I taught you.
Pippity poppy, give me the zavity.
Yes, sir, remember that. Yeah, I taught Mike some new phrases. I want him to get the raise. Just can't help myself.
He's always messing with Michael.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's funny.
We got to rejoin with him and Mindy that I think you're going to laugh at as well.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. our Mind Jam trivia today.
Yep. Let me get back. I'm coming back, really.
Come on, circle it around.
Yeah, mozzarella, potatoes, food. That will bring me back. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common.
Yes, they
what
do.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
When we return.
And the song that I picked from that same album of Barbra Streisand was not the one that you put on the list. But it's a good song anyway. They did some
Why
of the good...
do I even bother?
No, stop.
What kind of food
what can
tears it apart?
Tears it apart.
Leaving me pain and sorrow.
Losing you now. How can
where will I be tomorrow?
It's like she only wants to hook up when Ryan comes around. It's gotten to the point where I get excited every time I see that little dude walk through the door.
I just need to know where this is going.
Hey, I like you. All right? It's not to like, but you need to access your uncrazy side. Otherwise, maybe this thing has run its course.
Don't you dare walk away from me, Daryl Philbin. You are the most selfish person I've ever met in my entire...
Slow down. Think it over.
Daryl Philbin is the most complicated man that I have ever met. I mean, who says exactly what they're thinking?
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
You have to access your uncrazy side. Dana.
I love that line.
I do too. Craig
access
Robertson.
Your uncrazy side.
His birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, it was Daryl from The Office.
50. It's mind-blowing knowing all these people are getting to that age. That means I am a lot older than I think.
than I think I am. I don't know. Our Mind Jam trivia today was a fun one.
It was. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common.
Bear got it right.
I saw that. He's such a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. Those are the top five, I guess,
mm-hmm.
favorite fried foods.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. Mozzarella, got to fry that into sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, you can fry that a million different ways.
Yep.
Chicken, fried, mushrooms. You remember back in the 80s, that was like the big appetizer. Everybody wanted the fried mushrooms with the special sauce with it.
Except for me.
I
did grow to love mushrooms later in life, though.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 2000s.
And like a stuffed mushroom. Mm-mm. I love stuffed Mm-mm. mushrooms. But you're just not a mushroom person.
Of course, the famous one of these turned into the movie, Fried Potatoes, starring Mr. Potato Head.
No, that would be Fried Green Tomatoes. Hey, you know what today is? Today is National Greasy Foods Day.
Well, hot diggity dog.
I'm just saying.
In Greece.
Right. Uh-huh. Not the healthiest of choices, but... they are celebrating it today.
Well, it should be celebrated. I mean, let's face it, how many places across this world are going to be making fried food today and we will all be eating it?
It's amazing to me. I mean, and I don't like a lot of fried things.
Right.
A crinkle cut fry is very difficult for me to pass up. That's
right.
Probably the only fried thing that is like, yeah, I'm going to have that. But they will fry anything. People
yeah.
will fry anything.
Yeah.
I mean, deep fried butter. Really? Twinkies?
Well, I thought, yeah, Twinkies
Oreos.
And Oreos. Yeah, that was going too far.